Hi, this is Michael from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. So, first question, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else? Hello, hello, can you hear me? It's a very short term, just a few questions. Sorry?
Male.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
1977.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I completed 12th grade. I graduated in Bellevue College.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And what is your race?
Black.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many other people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
You are registered, yes?
Yes.
And how satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say that you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Would going out of town leave in the country?
No. Just in general, with the direction of the country. Are you satisfied or dissatisfied?
I see dissatisfied.
Somewhat or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat. It's
somewhat dissatisfied, you said?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay, and as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections with a 10, meaning you are extremely likely to vote? 5 means you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and 0 means that you are not at all likely to vote.
I say 10.
10. Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
I say 10.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. And 0 means your vote has no power at all. And 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I'm going to say 0 because...
Zero, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? I will read some options, and you can select up to 2 options. So the options are abortion, crime and violence, student loan forgiveness, Israel-Palestine conflict, healthcare, racism and discrimination, the cost of living and inflation, criminal justice reform, police violence, climate change, immigration, voting rights and democracy, teaching history in schools, and jobs and the economy. You can select 2 of those options.
Mm-hmm.
As the most important issues to you.
You want to say them again?
I'm sorry?
Do you want to say them again?
the options again, yes. Abortion, crime and violence, student loan forgiveness, Israel-Palestine conflict, healthcare, racism and discrimination, cost of living and inflation, criminal justice reform, police violence, climate change, immigration, voting rights and democracy, teaching history in schools, jobs, and the economy. You can select a few options as the most important as issues to you. Hello, hello. If you want, I can call you later.
Okay.
I can call you later if you want, if you're busy. So thank you for your time.